Okay, so we are at the no, we're not at the Mishnah. We are a few lines before the Mishnah, and Rabbi Cohen, this is the Gemara I was referring to yesterday, and I'm nothing against you, about what Chartzen means and what Zug means. Right? Remember we talked about which one is the outside and which one is the inside? So now this is the Gemara. Now in the Mishnah, to go back to the Mishnah Lamedal of the day, it was a Machloikas. One man the Amar said, Zagim is the premium, and Chatzarim is the outside. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, Zag is the outside, and Chartzen is the inside. It was a Machloikas. Totally opposite each other. Zog to Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi, did you start the recording?
I started it because it tells me to stop, right? Pitsunim is the inside, and Itzurin is the outside. Who says that targum on Mechatzanim Vadzag? Which means, Pitsunim, which is the inside, is Chatzanim, and Zug is the outside, for Rabbi Yaisi. It's like Rabbi Yaisi who says, Zug is outside, like the bell. He's the one that says, like the bell, where Zug is the outside of the bell. Zug, the Rush, Masnisan, it's interesting, the Rush has this, like the Mishnah was split up in different places, he had this as part of the next Mishnah, Zug the Rush, Masnisan, is a, I don't know if you fellows have it that way, Hazogim Elu Hapnimim, Hagarinim, the pits. Rabbi Yaisi writes a nice in Simon, Rabbi Yaisi gave a Simon, Kadesh Leitita, Zug Shabahema, the Achitzan Kari Zug, the bell of an animal, the outside is called the Zug. So, again, it's a machloikas. You can learn either way because you can't be wrong because the Tana is in your support. But the Targum, according to Rabbi Yosef, who was Mr. Bucky in Targum, we find many times through Shas, Kedem Targum Rabbi Yosef, he was the Bucky in Targum, and he said, that whoever says this Targum holds like Rabbi Yosef. Yes?
Yes. So there's another one. I'm trying to recall it, but there's at least one instance where two paired words become the opposite.
I don't remember that.
They were initially one thing. They flipped places. This happens in languages over.
Again, all I know is
the Tanaitic time is different from the
it's an argument here. Again, it didn't flip meanings. It's not what happened. What happened is it's an argument what it meant originally. There is a Gemara in a number of places in Gittin and Chulin, I think, that the Gemara talks about different words that meant different things in different eras. Right, but this is not what happened here. You talk about Shifer Chatzaitris, Beis HaKaisis, and whatever the other one was. What? Right, and then there's a third one there, too. Arava and whatever it is, right. That, the Gemara says, flipped meanings. Here it didn't flip. It was an argument in the original translation of the word. Zog de Mishnah Weiter. Stam Naziris Lamedayim. Stam Naziris Lamedayim. This is something we know already, and we spend time on that, whether it's biblical, whether it's an extra chumrah, all these kind of things that we had before. Zog de Rash Stam Naziris Lamedayim. Kvar Tanina Lalel. Leitani Ochia Lagav de Boy Lemisni Seifa. Now, in the next part of the Gemara, there are major machloikas rishayim. I'm going to try to stick the best of my ability to the Rush's shot. I don't know how Moreno Rabbeinu Art School, which I haven't referred to in a while, learns this, because he might be learning like Tosfos or like the Rambam that learn differently than the Rush. So I don't know which shot he takes. So we might end up in a conflict. Okay. So Dr. Mishnah Weiter. If he took a haircut, or he was given a haircut by listim, people who are robbers, meaning why in the world would anybody give somebody a haircut? Another. But this guy, these robbers, for whatever reason, gave him a haircut. Maybe they collect hair for shaitmach, I don't know. It removes 30 days, which means Dr. Rush. Let's see how the Rush learns it. Gilach Aisha Gahul listim, Saisir Lamedayim. Pirish. He has to have hair of 30 days. When he cuts his hair, he has to cut hair of 30 days. There has to be 30 days growth of hair when he does his mitzvah of taglachas at the end of his nazirah. And therefore, let's say they gave him a haircut on the last day. Day 30, he was going to bring his kavanas the next morning, and these robbers caught him and gave him a haircut.
Did he get robed day?
Doesn't make a difference. The halacha is, so he has to do a haircut of a mitzvah over his kavanas. And he has to cut off 30 days worth of hair. And this guy doesn't have 30 days worth of hair. He has 1 day's worth of hair. Tzarech limna islam b'jayim, he has to count 30 days. Pam acheres, another time. Because he's got to have a hair growth of 30 days. The mitzvah is to do the haircut over the carbon. Not over the carbon, literally, but they burn the hair with the shlamim when they cook the shlamim, right? So the hair has to be cut after he brings one carbon, right? He has to be megalik ala carbon. Now, he's going to bring the carbon. He just got a haircut yesterday. So he's got to wait another 30 days. He's got to have 30 days growth of hair. V'im gochu la'achaches, and if they cut up his hair, let's say, after 8 days, mayna miksas ka'aysan yamim ches, so he has to count another 8 days, u'mashna malayim nizirusai, te'shiyah gidl sar shalom b'gayim b'yam taklacha shomitzah. So then he has 22 days left. They cut him on day 8. He doesn't bring his carbon until day 31, right? So he's got 22 days of hair left, but that's not enough. He's got to add the extra 8 days. So therefore, if a guy was a nazir for 60 days and they cut off his hair on day 30, no problem. He still has 30 days left, so have a hair growth of 30 days. He doesn't have to have a hair growth for the amount of his nazirah. He has to have 30 days worth of hair growth. Not
Rabbi.
I mean, if he's a, 1 second, Harvey. If he's a nazir for 60, he can be. Somebody gave him a haircut on day 30. He doesn't have to count any extra naziris. He will have 30 days of hair growth. We're talking about a guy that's nazir for 30. So any haircut in the middle will extend his naziris till he gets 30 days worth of hair. Yes, Harvey.
Just assuming we're talking about a 30-day growth.
Correct.
Is the issue here 30 days worth of growth? Can a third party or can the guy unintentionally lose some of his hair completely? Can the robbers partially shave him and leave 30 days growth? If
he's
suffering,
it'll all be discussed.
Or,
it won't make a difference. The one thing that won't make a difference is whether he gives himself a haircut or somebody else gives him a haircut. That won't make a difference. But how much has to be cut and things like that will be discussed as we go along.
Are we talking only about an intentional act by someone of removing the hair?
No.
Because there are some people who have male pattern baldness, and at a certain age, even during the 30-day period,
It has to be an act of removing the hair. If his hair falls out.
It has to be an intentional act.
Okay. Yeah, it has to be an act. I didn't know what you meant by intentional. By mistake.
Well, I meant that you could brush your hair and lose hair in that process.
That's not so simple that he can brush his hair. It depends if it would automatically pull out hair. This will all be discussed.
Okay.
But if he suffers from baldness like some people have suffered, it's not such a suffering of all the things, it's one of the things you can live to 180 with. But if a person does become bald, that's not his fault. That's not called cutting his hair, no. But anything that removes hair, that is considered removal of hair. Now, the Gemara is going to talk, how about if he does it with a cream? How about all these things are going to be discussed. We're just beginning the sugya right now. Yes, Doctor.
Can someone with alopecia ever stop being
a nazir? Yes, well, it depends. Taglachas is not Makevitz, we paskin.
Okay.
It's a mitzvah. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Okay. But it's a mitzvah to do, and we don't let you bring the kabbanis till you do it. Unless you got away and did it, then you're yaitza. But it's not so simple. But you can ask me a question whether according to the Mandam, it's just Targlachas, it's Markeves, what happens if a guy never has hair? So the Gemara talks about a similar case. The Gemara talks about a similar case.
Since you're buying, so if someone 60-day hair is graying fine after 30 days,
doesn't affect him at all. All this is coming up.
It's carpet, right?
Nothing. He doesn't do a thing to his ears. He violated the law. He's a bad boy. He won't get mafriyana, and life goes on. What? If he's warned, he'll get mouth.
Yes.
But it won't affect his Naziris at all. The Gemara will explain, Tumah undoes his Naziris totally. Tumas Mace. Haircut is a 30-day. It might not undo anything, depending on the length of his Naziris. And wine doesn't affect his Naziris in the least. It affects him, but it doesn't affect his Naziris. He might get Malchus if he was warned. I can't hear you.
We had Gemara. The guy starts out this Gemara. If his Naziris drinks wine in 30 days, he has to do another thing.
That's rabbinic. It's only rabbinic. Biblically speaking, he doesn't have to do a thing. It does not. This is all going to come up. This is not a thing. It's all going to be discussed at length, in fact. That's the Gemara. Ibai Lohu. The Gemara now has a Shaila. Hi. Didn't I? I'm sorry, I did. Sorry. Nazir Shigilach, Bein Bezug, whether he uses a scissor. Bein Betar, the reason scissor is called a Zug is because it's a pair of things that cut. That's why it's called a Zug. A Zug is a pair. Bein Betar, whether he uses a razor. Aisha Siv Safe, and Siv Safe has multiple machlokes beside them, but the Rosh and the Amud Bey seems to learn he rubbed his hair and he made hair fall out. That's how the Rush seems to learn. Not all Rishonim learn that way, but that's the Rush. I don't know how Rabbeinu Hirschel learned. He doesn't say that. The Rush learns he rubbed his hair. Kozu, and any hair comes out, Chayav. Cuts any hair, it's Chayav Malchus. Now, it doesn't say he has to undo 30 more days. We'll talk about that. He just took some hair off. He violated the issur of cutting his hair. He got warned to get Malchus. Now, does he have to redo 30 days for cutting off a little bit of hair? The Gemara will discuss that. We did not discuss that. Look, the Rush, there is no Rush. No Rush. That's the Gemara by Jibaylu. We had a Shaila. Hi, I don't know what word the Bach puts in. Some regards Mazia, some regards Benisa. It means the same thing. Hair. Milatachas Rabbi, I'm Milel. Does hair grow from the bottom up, or does hair grow from the top out? You don't understand the question? Very simple question. You have hair that's an inch long. A week later, it's 2 inches long. How did it get from 1 inch to 2 inch? Did the root extend? Did it come out from the bottom of the head, or did it, the top of the hair expand outwards? What? You might know too much. See, you're smart. You might be smarter than the Gemara. The Gemara is going to end up proving it, but that's not the point. Okay, yes. I, Dr. Schwab, I knew you would ask me a question as soon as I read this Gemara. Yes.
Trees grow.
What?
Trees grow.
Thank you. Thank you. How do people grow? By the way, how do people grow?
What?
How do people grow?
People expand.
Yeah, okay. I'm not talking about hair now. I'm talking about a kid that's
right.
A foot now. He's going to be 2 feet tall.
People expand.
Okay, fine.
I got it.
Okay, Frank DeGemar. Hi, Mazim Lutakas, Rabbi Malel. Okay, now it comes a new halacha. And this halacha, I'm going to learn again. We're going to do the rush. It means I'll read the Gemara and then I'll explain it. The Nazir Shogohu list him, the Shairi Bike, they look of Reisha Leikrai. Now, the amount of hair that we call hair, that's chashav enough to be called hair, is that the hair is long enough that you could bend it in half, that you could bend the top towards the root. I don't know how long that is, not too long, but it's k'day lokuf roishoy le'ikroy. You could bend it in half. It's big enough that it can be bent in half. But hair is very small, you can't bend it in half. But if it gets a little bit bigger, that's called hair that's chashuv. Now what the Gemara is saying now is that if the original hair that was there at the time when he became a Nazir still has that amount of hair left, then his Naziris does not have to have 30 days or more of hair growth. The original hair is still here, and that's going to be 30 days. Meaning, if the hair that remains after they cut off his hair is big enough to fold in half, that means he still has the original hair from the time of his Naziris up to that year. And let's, for argument's sake, say it's a quarter of an inch. I just made that up. I have no idea what it would be. But let's say it's a quarter of an inch. A quarter of an inch of hair is enough to bend halfway. It could be less. I'm not going to have it. It's just easier for me to pick a number. A quarter of an inch. So if a quarter of an inch is left, that means that quarter of an inch is from his original Naziris. And that quarter of an inch will have a 30-day growth. Therefore, they'll be there for 30 days. Therefore, that will be enough for his targachas. That's what the Gemara is saying. Therefore, if you learn, now if they cut lower than that, then he doesn't have hair left that's chashuv hair from the time of his acceptance of the Naziris. So then he would have to start over again, 30 days. But if he has enough left that we consider that chashuv hair, which is the way I made it up, a quarter of an inch, then he does not have to do over again if it's the same quarter of an inch that was there at the time of Naziris. But if hair grows from the bottom, so his original quarter of an inch went up. It's not there anymore. What's there now is hair that grew after he accepted his Naziris. The hair that he accepted his Naziris with is called the hair that's Kadosh. He has to have 30 days of Kadosh hair. So if the hair grows from top, the bottom is the same bottom that was there when he accepted the Naziris 24 days ago. So now all he has to do is wait 6 days. He has Kadosh hair that was there at the time of his acceptance, and he just cuts it off, and he has a taglachas of 30 days hair that grew. But if you learn that the hair went from bottom up, so when they cut it down, what's there now grew after he accepted his Naziris. It wasn't there at the beginning of the Naziris. So therefore he has to do 30 days all over again.
They cut his hair, and there's still a quarter left.
Right, quarter of an inch. Is that the original quarter of an inch or not? If it's the original quarter of an inch, that's good enough. If it's a new quarter of an inch, it wasn't there at the beginning, then he has to start over again.
They didn't give him a zero haircut, a zero. They just give a trim, okay?
Right.
After he took on the zeros, right. So he still has a quarter of an inch of hair, okay?
Right.
So he's again,
let me explain what I said.
He doesn't have to do any, he's in fine shape.
No, he's not.
Why not?
It depends if that quarter of an inch was there at the time. That it has to be the same quarter of an inch that was there when he accepted his Naziris.
Does hair grow from the top or the bottom?
If hair grows from the top, then he still has his original quarter inch. If hair grows from the bottom, then he does not have his original quarter inch.
What happened to his hair?
It grew up.
They didn't take a haircut
in
between.
They gave him a haircut. What? And they left a quarter of an inch.
When did they give a haircut?
In day 24 of his Naziris.
I see.
And they left him a quarter of an inch. If hair grows from top out, then that quarter of an inch is the original quarter of an inch that was there at the time he accepted Naziris. And therefore, he doesn't have to have extra hair growth. If hair grows from the bottom up, that quarter of an inch is not that same quarter of an inch that was there 20 days ago. That was cut off. And therefore, he has to start again with the 30-day hair growth. Yes?
What's it going to help? He'll never get the original back.
But he starts again, so it's like a new original.
So he has what grew in journal zero.
That's not enough. See, let's see how this is going to address. The Maynav Kamina, the Nazir Shagahu list him, the Shairu bike, they lock a bright Shalayakrai. They left over enough to fold it in half. Iyamrit Milutachas Rabbi, if you say it grows from the bottom up, Naziris Hashar Clay, they took away his Naziris. Eliyamrit Milel Rabbi, Maida Agdish Hakoyim. What he made Kaddish, which is the original, the Kaddish Yiyah starts on the first day. It's that hair that's the Kaddish. You have to have day one's hair. If you don't have day one's hair, then you don't have Kaddish. So if you start again, you have a new day one for the hair. But you have to have a day one's hair. Okay, let's see the Rush. Zuck Rush. Hi, Benisa, Pirisar. Why didn't do the other one? Replace of Yaisi Sirevay with the Tani Beis Chatzalem, the Zag Echad. Amala Beis Chatzalem, Yeshla Zag Echad. Two Chatzalem have one Zag. Mi Pertsuni Va'al Itzurim, Mashma de Zagu Achitzain. See, the first Maliyam I learned, Chatzal is the inside, right? Because one Zag has two Chatzalem. That's meaning, right? One peel has two pits. There's more than one pit in a grape. Mi Pertsuni Va'al Itzurim, Mashma de Zag Havi Achitzain, Cha'oitzin Reisel Haitzin Menu Yayin, the Zag is the outside, which you press to get out wine. Hi Benisa Piritzar. Mulatakas Rabbi Bitachtisoi Dahainu Mokim Chiburoi Mamish, where it attaches to the hair, to the skull, who I live a gadol. I'm Ilel, Hainu Mitzar Achitzoi. Bekarilem Ilel. Now the problem is hair doesn't go up. So why are we saying from the top? Not top. It's side. The side that touches the skull or the other side. Hair grows sideways. Because we should cut some of the Milik Shasar cutting. When your hair is very small, it grows up. And then, as the hair gets bigger, it turns from vertical to horizontal. B'shairi b'ikadei lak of reisha li'ikrai, b'chol star b'sar, v'hainu shir chashav b'sar. Leaving that much is leaving a shir chashav. K'damina b'shmaitin, the Gemara will say, shekak darkai li'ez gadol b'teich zayin yamin. 7 days, when you go from a zero, when you're totally balded by a haircut, took a shave, it takes 7 days for the hair to grow to the shear of Lokuv Reisha Li'ikrai. It's a 7-day hair growth. Now, I am sure that you're going to find a person that does it in 6 and a person that does it in 8. But I think what the Gemara is saying is, the regular person, it takes 7 days for it to grow that shear. Yes, doctor.
All biological systems operate on a bell curve, period. Number two, I don't understand what you mean by growing horizontally. That's all.
Okay, I look at my hair. It's not growing, it's not standing vertically. At least my hair, I can pick up any hair, and it seems to be growing.
You're saying it lies flat.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What's the 7-day thing?
Take 7 days for hair to grow from zero to the amount, what I call the quarter inch.
And
that's all. It's just telling you how long it takes. Not really, but maybe yes. We'll see. Beshayim b'ayk de lock of rice with the derek. Iyam emil tachas rabbi. It grows from the bottom. That means it goes from the bottom, but the guy left. I'm assuming a guy gave him the haircut. But the guy left when he gave him the haircut was not there at the beginning. The Tarek Listar. Eli Amit Mil'el Rabbi, Maida Agdish Hakoi, Menisha by Shir Choshev, Mishar Shahoya by Bishas Kabbalah Snizrai, Vein the Tarek Listar. We look at, is there here as H-E-R-E, is there here a shear of the hair that was there at the time of his Naziris? If the answer is yes, then he doesn't have to redo Naziris. Because that's the hair that became Kaddish. The subsequent hair is also Kaddish, but that's not the hair that became Kaddish. And what we want is a 30-day I don't want to call growth because it's not growing upwards, it's growing from the top, of the hair that was there originally. That's what we're saying. What? No, not lengthening, because it's not lengthening from the bottom, it's lengthening from the top. We want the hair that was there originally to be there then.
If you measure the piece of hair, it was 2 inches, 2 to 3 inches, whether or not it was
above the bottom. Right, that's true. I'm not arguing that. Tashima. So now we're going to try to prove it. And here the Gemara is going to try to prove it from practical things. Not from Bryce's or Gemara's. It's going to try to prove it from watching people. It's from observation. Ha'im v'chaya. You have a living mouse, a light louse. The koyim be'ikvah de benisa. It's always at the root of the hair. Living lice park themselves at the root of the hair. Now, if the hair grows from bottom up, why in the world are they by the root? They should be moving up with the hair. And they don't. They stay exactly where they were. Must be that hair grows from the top out. Should be at the top of the hair. So that's not a riot. It's alive. It moves back down. It likes to be at the root. So therefore, as it goes up, it comes right back down. The fact that it exists down there doesn't mean it stayed down there. It could be the hair moved it up, but it went right back down. It's alive. So it moves down the hair. It wants to be near the root because that's where it gets its nutrition from, the sweat of the smoke. Zaptarash. Tashima v'im v'chaya. And he gives you the French word, lintish balaz. I translate it as louse. I think that's what it is. I don't know how Rabbeinu Artskol translates it. The koi b'ikud benis. What did he say?
Nit.
Nit? Okay. Koi, which is a baby louse.
Which is a louse.
Yeah.
They didn't think about coloring hair.
The Gemara, you know, this is why we learn Gemara. It's an amazing thing. The koi b'ikud benis. Zog Rashi. Tadir hem nimtzoim b'sar samach l'reish. They're always next to the hair by the head. V'kisham he gadol. That's where it grows. V'ein ezazim isham. It doesn't leave. V'isang adaitach miltachas rabbi b'reish lebenisa b'olamekim. V'gidol asar. As the hair grows, ha'ilu l'shrachik min ha'reish. I shall b'saif tim to b'saif asar. It'll be at the end. Ella must be b'adam el rabbi v'chein ezazim em kaima. And the Gemara's answer is no. Mishani Laila Mitzakas Rabbi. It grows from the bottom. The Agam Chiyus, that's alive. Nachas Vazo. Umiskarev is Tomet Eitzel Arash. Liskayim Mizeyas Adam. It draws its nutrition from the sweat, the lachusai, and its moisture. Zog the Gemara Vaita Tashima. We're going to try and prove it again. In Vamesa, a dead louse. Vareisha the Benisa is at the top. Now, it starts at the bottom and moves up. If you're going to tell me that it grows from the top, why in the world is the dead louse moving? The dead louse should stay at the bottom where it died. It shouldn't come up. Must be it grows from the bottom. It's because it lost its strength, it died, so it falls up the hair. It's not growing with the hair. It falls up, meaning really the hair grows from the top, but this louse is not strong, and it just keeps on moving upwards because it just falls. It has no strength to hold on, so it moves upwards in the hair. Dr. Rush. Tashima min v'meisha shenim tzitz v'saif asar al m'latakas rabbi. L'kachi m'tzcharechekas min ha'reish kifi gidl tzar. It moves away. Yimu l'o rabbi l'tasas m'mkayma v'tam v'tim tzitz v'saif. It should always be by the skull. Mishari loyelim alel rabbi. From the left, b'chiyusa, mishtar reviyarenes lamata. It moves on its own. It loses its strength. So I don't know what word to use in English. What word does he use? What?
Died.
No, died is what happens. It moves up. I don't know what word he uses. Shrugi shrugi. How does he translate that? Shrugi shrugi.
Migrates?
Maybe migrate. Maybe that's a nice word. I like that word.
Slides.
Okay. Tashima, Miblurius, the Goyim. The Goyim take a certain haircut, and they tie knots on the hair. The hair that they leave for the Avodah Zarah, they tie it in knots. Make knots on them. Now, if you watch it, the Basim Migadmullah, Rafgil Malatachas, If you watch it, the knots move up. And under it is not knotty. Now, if it grows from the top, the knot should remain at the bottom. The knots move up. And the bottom has no knots. So it's a proof that it grows from the bottom. Remember, you notice all these rayas are from practical observation. Zuk de Gemara is not a raya. Hasam nami, I did the kamtihi, mishikhva de rafya. If I understand it correctly, since, I'd like to know his words he uses.
Wrapped tightly against scalp. It is from the person lying on it that loosens it.
Right, meaning he lies on it, so it moves the thing upwards. It really grows him up. But as he lies on it, it loosens the knots, and therefore the knots move upwards. Dr. Rush. They grow a certain hair for Avodah Zarah. Shem Estaprim, when they take haircuts, Sabi Raisham around their head. They make it like a braid. They make a knot. That the braid should stay. It's loose. It's not as tight. And the answer is, Mishad Aida to come to Mishkova. It weakens and it moves up. So I think my writer. Tashima Misakrusa de Rafi Amra Militachas. That this is, Sakrusa means something dyed red, that you dye animals. And then if you watch the bull, the red moves up. And there at that bottom, it's not red anymore. Vesu, the Tanya, some people take out the Tanya. Vesu, Katsavi Sabaya Dikneyan, when old people dye their beards, because they don't want to look old, they want to look young, so they dye themselves black, whether it's mutter or not, we're not going to get involved in. Pashtus, it's not mutter, unless today it might be mutter because men do it too, but once upon a time, only women dyed their hair. Men didn't, so it was side of the Yobas. One second. Chavron Ikvi Nimeyan, the roots of the hair turn white. As you watch it, they're dyed after it moves up. So we have proven that hair grows to the bottom. What?
That's a question.
Sure. I don't know. Rashi, depends if you're turning white or you're still black. Rashi. Yes?
The Romans and the Greeks both dyed their hair. Men dyed their hair.
But that didn't affect Allah.
No, I'm just saying, they did
die
their hair at that time, and
this,
you know, Jews could see Romans, the Greeks,
and the Romans, they traded. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Tashima, Sikrus, Abidida, Misabaya, the Tzavah, no, Sikrus, the Rabbi, Amram, Motacha, Sikrus, the Min, Tzavah, Edoim, the kind of red, the Tzavah, Ben, Behemoth, the Mokum, at Tzavah, Misrapa, Tzemer, Itzal, Gufa, Behemoth. Whatever reason, doesn't say why they did it. You want to say Maisa Behema, you can say it. It doesn't say. I don't like to speculate. V'yakach misrapa etzemer etzem mokim ikroi. V'yimul el rabbi amai misrapa. Why is it turning white at the bottom if it's growing from the top? V'mishabayi d'tzavim d'iknayim. Yes, k'enim. Sh'tzavim d'iknayim b'shkoyrim k'dei sh'yinira k'bchurim. People like to look young. V'chivran ikwinim in'itzasar gadol. And when the hair grows, near him, you see, ikrei hazakaneim levenim. You see that the roots are white, meaning the white is at the bottom. Shmaminam alatachas rabbi. End of sugya. This has proven the point. Hair grows from the bottom. So does wool. Be'elo adetanya. So now we're going back to the thing. Nazir Shagahul listim. There's a brisa. Nazir, we had this brisa before. No. The Gemara is a shayla. Now we're bringing a brisa that seems to contradict our assumption. Our assumption till now was that the robbers gave him a haircut and they left a quarter of an inch. And again, I made up the quarter of an inch. They left a quarter of an inch. If the hair grows from the bottom, he has to redo it. If the hair grows from the top, he doesn't have to redo it. We proved that the hair grows from the bottom. That would mean, halachically, he would have to redo his 30 days because the hair that was left is not the original hair. That's what we said. But the brisa says he doesn't have to redo it. based on what we said, he should have to redo it. In fact, the Gemara about the Tanya, not just the who listed, but Shairu Bagdei Life, Rock of Raisha Leakrai, and they left that quarter of an inch. Ein Esaitzer, he does not have to redo it. But if you're going to say gross from the bottom out, Lister. We had said at the Dover Pusher that quarter of an inch will depend, is it the original one or not the original one? We proved that it's not the original one.
They shaved his head. How much did they
mean? A quarter of an inch.
Left a quarter of an inch.
Yes. And we said that will depend whether that's the original quarter of an inch or it's not the original quarter of an inch. We just proved that it's not the original quarter of an inch. Therefore, he would need to redo it. And the price says he doesn't have to redo it. That's our kasha. And for the Gemara, the Tzuguhu La'achar Malais. It was after 30 days. He was a Nazir for 30 days. And after 30 days, they gave him a haircut. Meaning, he didn't bring his karbanas yet. He didn't bring his karbanas yet. And day 30, or day 30, let's say day 31, and in came the robbers and gave him a haircut. Now he has a mitzvah to take a haircut with the carbon, right? But Dr. Gemara Mani Rabbi Eliezer, Dhamma Kalacha Malay Zion Saitzer, we had this by Tumah. By Tumah, the person had to redo his Naziris. But Rabbi Eliezer learned out that if he became Tumah after he finished his 30 days, he does not have to redo the whole Naziris. He only has to do 7 days. Now the reason he has to do 7 days by Tumah is because he has to wait till he becomes tar again, and then he can bring his kabbalas. So really, he doesn't have to redo Naziris. He just has to get rid of his tumah and then bring his kabbalas. But Rabbi Yehuda learns that if it happens after 7 days, he also doesn't have to have 30 days of hair growth. All he has to have is 7 days of hair growth. Because since he had 30 days of hair growth at the time of the end of his Naziris, and now the listim cut it off. So just like by Tumah, Rabbi Eliezer told us that he only needs 7 days. He doesn't have to redo Naziris. By hair growth, he also only needs 7 days of hair growth. Now, why 7 days of hair growth? Where did that come from? Why 7 days? Because the Yolev, my time at Rabbi Eliezer, Yolev Taglachas Tara Mitaglachas Tumah. Ma Taglachas Tumah Shiva. After Glachas Tara, Shiva. Meaning, if the Nazir becomes Tameh, he counts 7 days, then he takes a haircut. A regular Nazir. Then he starts his Naziris again. But he takes a 7-day haircut. He became Tameh. 7 days later, he takes a haircut. He cuts the hair of 7 days. That means we find the concept in the Torah of a haircut of 7 days of hair. Because the Torah tells him to take a haircut after 7 days. That means there is a thing called taglachas, the Torah allowance of haircut at 7 days. Now that's not what a Nazir is supposed to do. He's supposed to do 30 days. But he did his 30 days of hair growth. After 30 days, the listim cut it off. So we say, since we see that the Torah recognizes a 7-day haircut by Tumah, we also learn out that if the guy had 30 days of hair at the end of his Naziris, he only needs 7 more days of hair to do his Taglachas. Just like if the Torah never recognized the 7-day haircut, we couldn't come along and say 7-day haircuts mean anything. But we see by Tumah, the Torah said a 7-day haircut is a recognized haircut. The Torah gave a mitzvah of Taglachas after 7 days. So we say, Yolif Taglachas Tahara Mitaglachas Tumah. Ma Taglachas Tumah Shiva. Av Taglachas Tahara Shiva. Vikim Luhul Rabbonon. Ko Zayin Yoimin. As Yemazye. Kidei Lok of Raisha Leakrai. And Rabbonon knew 7 days is the shear of folding your hair. It's a quarter of an inch. So that's where the quarter of an inch came from. Because we see quarter of an inch, the Torah recognizes as a haircut. So if a guy after the 30 days, the robbers cut his hair off. If they left a quarter of an inch, so he has 7 days hair growth. So he doesn't have to grow anymore. Because it's not the original seven. It's not the original hair. He doesn't need his original hair. Because this guy only needs 7 days of hair growth because he had 30 days at the end of his Nazirus. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, once the guy fulfilled his requirement till the end of his Nazirus, we don't practically need 30 days of hair when he actually does his carbon. We only need 30 days of hair when he finishes his Nazirus. He finished his Nazirus. He just didn't get around to bringing his korbanos. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer said, just like by Tumma, we don't make him redo the whole thing. By Taglakas, we only need a minimum haircut. What is the minimum haircut? 7 days. Let's do the rush. Before we have any questions, we have the rush, the Heiliger rush.
You
don't know. You didn't listen to him yet. The Yerushalmi says that when a person says a thing, he should see like the Baal HaMaimer is Aymed Kenegdai. The rush is here. He's telling us the rush. Reflevsky and Shear used to scream at the guy that fell asleep in Shear. He was speaking out of Chazaynish. The Chazaynish is in the room and you're sleeping?
I love that.
How do you sleep when the Chazaynish is here? The rush is here. So let's listen to him. Dr. Rush. Mr. Dasal Kedai Tachmarev. Kol Acher Malois. The one before. Mr. Dasal Kedai Tachmarev. Rabbi. Kol Acher Malois Miltachas Rabbi. We just proved that it grows from the bottom. The Kachol Samaskana. That was the Maskana. Kol Acher Malois Zayin Saiser. La Dabke Saiser. Tzarek Mahamtin Ashiaz Olam Gimub Zayin. Again, he doesn't redo Naziris. He just has to get rid of the Tumah. He finished his 30 days, but he didn't bring his kabanas. He just has to wait 7 days. And why 7 days? Because that's the shear that we find that the Torah recognizes as a haircut. But according to the Rabbanan, they hold you have to do 30 days to the Yisrael Perigimel. Im came to Taglachas, the La'achar Melois, Nami Avayolof Mitumat, La'achar Melois, Avayolof Lamajai, Hilkahok Makrabli Ezer. It's going like Rabbi Eliezer, even though Rabbi Eliezer was talking about Tumah. But we see, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that after Malais is treated differently than before. According to Rabbanon, we don't see that. According to Rabbanon, you become Tumah on day 31, 30 days left of Naziris. You have to do 30 days over again. So why should haircut be any different? But according to Rabbi Eliezer, we find this leniency, that after day 30, we don't throw the whole book of Naziris at you. We say, just get past it. So we need past it. Past it is a minimum haircut. What is a minimum haircut?
What does that mean, a minimum haircut?
Enough that the Torah calls it a haircut.
It has to be a quarter of an inch.
The Torah calls 7 days. We see by Tumah. The Torah says there's a mitzvah of Taglachas at the end of Tumah. How many days is that? 7. So we see that the Torah recognized a 7-day haircut as a Taglachas. So therefore, since Rabbi Eliezer holds that after 30 days, we don't throw the book at you, we make you do minimum. So by Tumah, minimum is 7, and by Erica, minimum is 7, for different reasons.
You have to have both 7 days and then the book.
He was a minimum.
No. He's Reboisha.
I know, but you're a Reboisha. You're kind of God.
Reboisha is here.
But you're the kind of God.
Reboisha is here.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
If the least of whoever they are cut his hair, but there's still a quarter of an inch left.
Right.
Is that a problem?
Wait, the answer is not. It went back after Malait or before Malait? After Malait, yeah. Rabbi Eliezer says it's not a problem. He has enough for a haircut.
So even though Tumah is 7.
This is also 7. Yeah. Tumah
is. You won't have to worry about it.
Because the only reason you need 7 is to get hair. We're not learning out 7 from Tumah. We're learning out the concept that it's not treated like a real Naziris. By Tumah, we don't make you redo Naziris, so we don't make you redo it here either. But you need Taglachas.
You're not waiting for anything.
Yes, you are. I play the guitar.
How many days do you wait for that?
Seven,
okay. Tiglachas, you're waiting for...
It's Shir Tiglachas.
That's right.
Right. It happens to be the same Shir.
Oh!
It's coincidental.
To it.
You would call it coincidental, I would call it Hashgach. Coincidental.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. It just happened.
So I happen to agree with Rav Avraham HaKohen Gadol. Avraham Feinblum HaKohen Gadol. Yes, that was your question.
Does that have to go enough to be bendable? Or
that's the shear. That's 7 days.
And if a person is older, I suppose his head doesn't grow as fast.
Again, Shurim Drabbanan is Shurim Drabbanan. That's what I said. I know you'll find me a guy that didn't grow hair that much in 7 days. Chazal said this is the time it grows. When Chazal make a shear, they make a shear.
Also, when it comes to Kohen Gadol, he gets a haircut very frequently.
Every day.
So
it's not called Taglachas.
Sorry?
It's not a mitzvah that Tyre for Kohen Gadol to get a haircut every day.
It's not a requirement?
It's not a, again. It's a requirement that he should look nice for the Kohanim. It's not a requirement of a mitzvah Taglachas. When does the Torah call something a taglachas? 7 days. Never find that the Torah calls a taglachas less than 7 days.
And if he didn't finish the 30 days, then...
So then he needs 30 days of hair growth, because he's still in the middle. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that was mechadish to us, that post-30 is not the same as the middle of 30. Now, he said it by tumah, but the fact that he said it shows us that we treat a nazir post 30 differently than we treat a nazir in midst of 30.
But you have to add that part.
100%, yes. 100%.
Did you say last night also?
What?
Did you say this last night?
No, I did not say this last night. When was I supposed to say this last night?
After the show.
I did not.
We set it by
Tumah,
we apply it to
air. What we learn from Tumah is not the 7 days.
Well, you need another 7 days.
The 7 days is for a different reason than by Tumah. By Tumah, you need it to become tar.
Yeah.
Here, you need it for hair growth. It's, as Rabbi Cohen would say, coincidental that it's the same amount of days. We're not learning 7 days out of Tumah. We're learning the concept that he's not treated like a real nazir. And now he just needs a minimum. So by tumah, minimum is 7 days because he has to get tar. And by haircut, minimum is 7 days because he needs a minimum amount of hair that's called the taglachas, which happens to be the same 7 days.
Where do we see it called the taglachas?
From the nazir tumah. He takes a haircut after 7 days and the Torah says begilah. Everybody have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning on the phone, so I don't know who sets me up here, but tomorrow morning...